Blog Talk Radio.
I see a number in the line right now. Just as I get ready to play this, I'm getting ready to click them on 205, area code 205. This is ATAZ, P Live, TAZ. State your name.
Yo, this is DJ Supreme.
What's up, DJ Supreme? Yeah. Long time, bro.
Yes, indeed, brother. We finally made it on the show, man.
Hey, the question before it even start, your dad is doing all right, I take it.
Oh, yeah, my dad is doing fine, man. I was scheduled to be on the show previously, but I had an emergency with my father. My father is doing fine, though. I appreciate you asking.
Yeah, man, because that was on my mind. You know, don't want to see good people being worried about anything, for real.
Indeed.
Describe exactly what you do, DJ Supreme.
Wow. How long we got?
We got the condensed version.
I'll give you the condensed version then. Basically, I'm a recording artist first, and also a producer and a DJ. I've produced for several artists, artists such as Kyle Jason, who you've had on the show previously. Also, I've done stuff for Raheem Devon, his stable of artists on the 368 Music Group label, artists like Phil Ide. I've done some stuff with him. I'm actually currently in the process of producing my own group, which is Shahid and DJ Supreme. From the Communicating Vessels independent label, and we've got an album that's coming out. And I've been here and there. I've worked with Amp Fiddler, lots of people. I come from Camp Amp, you know what I'm saying? Amp Fiddler, which is actually the famed producer / mentor for the late great Jay Dilla.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you did a lot, man. I was I know I love the sound, because that's what captures me. And I'm like, man, I'm feeling these grooves. I didn't play any of the music that you sent me, but I already knew some of the stuff you did, and I was like, yeah, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that, of course. I was feeling Cal Jason. That's why I reached out to him to be on the show as well. And that's why I'm like, and I'm feeling the new one that he did send me, the latest CD that he did send me, and he was telling me about you. I was like, well, this dude is pretty bad. So what got you into actually wanting to do this?
Wow. Again, I'll give you the abbreviated version. I come from a musical family. My father, Johnny Malone, he's also a songwriter, and he's written for artists such as Taste of Honey and the Blackbirds and artists of that nature. So I come from a musical family. My DJing comes from just doing it in college. I was on the independent scene at my college, University of Montevallo, and I hosted a show there. And then I went to work at Motown Records. I was an A&R at Motown Records. And after that, I decided to branch out on my own. So I returned to Detroit and got with Amp. And I will say this. I do want to go on record and say this, that Amp Fiddler is partly responsible for me making my first music business dollar. So I became a professional under the tutelage of Amp Fiddler, you know. So and that's pretty much how it began for me, you know.
Now, I used to DJ too back in the day. Mm-hmm. When you DJ, who was your favorite artist? I mean, I'm trying to get the feel on your groove before we listen to, you know, one of your tracks, because I know, you know, like myself, artists influence me when I do my music. So who are some of your favorite artists?
Indeed, man. First and foremost, I gotta say Jay Dilla is one of my favorite artists. We cut from the same cloth, so to speak. So I gotta say Jay Dilla, number one. And then of course, you know, you got the pioneers, you got the Roy Ayers, you got the Fela Kutis, I'm influenced by so many artists. Mm-hmm. That my musical range it's crazy, you know. But those are the core artists, you know.
Because it would be hard for me to pinpoint one, so I understand what you're saying. Because mm-hmm. if you came and visit me and you see my music collection, you'll be like, wow, you listen
yes,
to some
indeed.
Of everything. Got to the song Man, Woman, and Child.
Yes.
Introduce that.
Well, that's actually a song that is very close to me. We just shot a video for that, and you can check it out on our YouTube page. And basically, it's a song that is pretty much self-explanatory. It's a song for man, woman, and child. One thing we pride ourselves on doing is that me and my partner Shahid. One thing we pride ourselves in doing is we make music for everyone to enjoy, whether that be daddy, granny, your kids. Our music is not profanity laced, so we try to make our music palatable for, you know, just the majority of the listening audience. So no one will get offended by listening to our music. Our music is about just good vibes and good times. And basically, this is a song that is dedicated to the whole of humanity, which is man, woman, and child. So here it is, Shahid and DJ Supreme with Man, Woman, and Child.
We left for my people, man, woman, and child. Love to see you smile. Yeah. We doing this for man, woman, and child. We doing this for man, woman, and child. Woman and child, we doing this. Throw your hands opposite to the ground. We doing this to try to make y'all smile. We doing this, we doing this. We doing this for man, woman, and child. We doing this for man, woman, and child. Woman and child, we doing this. Throw your hands opposite to the ground. We doing this to try to make y'all smile. See, this is for you and yours. Call it sacred and pure. It's for man, woman, woman and daughters who we doing this for. Go on tour as I explore lyrical brochures. I didn't gave samples before, but now I'm giving you more from the door. You can't ignore this type of musical score. Everybody did just adore when I do an encore for the war. I rep the squad, Avenue Boulevard. You a fraud, I pull your card, trying to call yourself guard. You in the, I'm human being, rep the greed and tow heat. Put in work like a machine, staying clean with hygiene. I can bring different routines to the hip-hop scene. I spit about my lifestyle and the things I have seen. We doing it, we doing this for men, woman and child. We doing this for men, woman and child, woman and child. We doing it, throw your hands off and sit to the ground. We doing this to try to make y'all smile. We doing it, we doing it, we doing this for men, woman and child. We doing this for men, woman and child, woman and child. We doing it, throw your hands off and sit to the ground. We doing this to try to make y'all smile. Literary composer, body shun, my mind is older. My mental state is over, specialize in agriculture for my culture. Looking for closure, full of exposure. Standing just like a soldier, I'm looking for my thought. I told you, no need to brag or boast. I'm from the east to west coast, I represent the universe. Don't approach or come close, I would love to propose a toast. Cause I'm the host with the most respect, but to the utmost. To all my people I know, different strokes for different folks. Hold tight to the rope, when I spit, I use soap. For my tongue and my throat, pray and hope, I'm not provoked. Don't believe horoscopes, now sometimes we got money and we still feel broke. We doing it, we doing this for men, woman and child. We doing this for men, woman and child, woman and child. We doing this, throw your hands off and sit to the ground. We doing this to try to make y'all smile. We doing it, we doing it, we doing this for men, woman and child. We doing this for men, woman and child, woman and child. We doing this, throw your hands off and sit to the ground. We doing this to try to make y'all smile. Novelize, internalize, people don't make it wise. I specialize in televised, all commercialized guys. Too many wannabe cats who think they got nine lives. To all my girls and my guys, keep yourself out of crime. At time, the virtue would be the key to success. Alhamdulillah, because the ummah be blessed. My tribe is on a quest, staying free from distress. It's man, woman, and child, it's who we come to impress. We do it, we do it, it's for man, woman, and child. We do it, it's for man, woman, and child. We do it, it's. Throw your hands off and sit to the ground. We do it, it's to try to make y'all smile. We do it, it's. We doing this for men, woman and child. We doing this for men, woman and child. We doing this. Throw your hands off and sit to the ground. We doing this to try to make y'all smile. Now when his toes turn the heat up, wax seeds get beat up. Supreme is on the beat, he about to hit me with some re-up. I lounge with my feet up and I follow the leader. And when I'm in the A, I got to holler at a Tifa. A Tifa from a scholar, warriors and scholars. I worship my creator, not the junior of the dollars. And I study my Akita, Akita Tahawiya. Salam to Sheikh Nineveh, is my favorite teacher. Taught me how to be a seeker and not to be a cheater. I am a wife lover and not a wife beater. We travel the Saluk, we call it the Taruk. Salam to Abdullah, is here to use of Al-Farouk. Got Shabazz and Cortez, they always keep me fed. Khalil Tahi gave me a place to lay my head. Whenever I'm in town, this how it goes down. Whenever I'm in town, these brothers always hold me down. We do witness, we do witness.
Man.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm changing that from an MP3. I'm putting it on CD so I can rock this day on some speakers.
Thank you.
I love that song, man. That thing was hot, man.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. And I do want to say a big shout-out to Lindsay Witherspoon, who shot the video for us. We just got through shooting a video, and it's up on our YouTube page. So just look it up, Man, Woman, and Child, Shahid and DJ Supreme, and Lindsay Witherspoon, who's very, very talented, up-and-coming video director. She shot the video, and it came out great.
Who was doing the rapping? Was it Shahid?
Yes. That would be my brother Shahid. Like I said, we are we actually just signed to an independent label, Communicating Vessels,
right.
And we're getting ready to drop our latest album, which will be dropping sometime later on in the year, called Knowledge, Rhythm, and Understanding. And that's my bro Shahid, none other.
Man, That was hot, dog. That's all I got to say. We're joined by my cousin, my fam. He got a lot of titles, too. I'm just going to call his name, Mr. J-Bug. What's up, J-Bug?
What's going on?
Hey, I know you caught the end of that song, but I know your head was, like, flapping. For real.
And that song was incredible. For real. When he said, throw your hands the opposite of the ground, I was like, you got me.
Yeah.
You got me. That
indeed.
Joint was hot.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man.
So what do you use as far as when you go in and make a DJ Supreme beat, make a composition, what do you work with?
Well, currently in my studio now, I don't deal with a lot of software, you know. As a matter of fact, I don't even use Cool Edit. I use Adobe Audition, which is something that we use at the radio station. Very user friendly.
Yeah, I know about that.
Very very user friendly.
Oh yeah.
And but you get the same results. And I use my MPC 3000, my Fender Rhodes piano, and my turntables here. And that's pretty much it, man.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Yes, indeed.
When I heard it, I was like, man, I'm going to the video after the joint tonight, for real. So
yes, please do. Check it out, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So when you perform, what is it like? I mean, where do you get the energy? How do you travel with a couple of people that you produce, or do you do your own thing, or y'all both, you know, collab and do everything together? I mean, when you're performing, what do you do? I mean, I know if it's a DJ set, I'm sure you're DJing, but also you're probably plugging a couple of things, of course, which you need to
do.
But when you're performing, what do you do? Do you normally just do the DJ and spot, or
well, the thing with us is that we pride ourselves on being pure, unadulterated hip hop. So basically, it's just us, it's two turntables and a mic, and basically we look up to the cats that did it before us, like Gangstar, Pete Rock, CL Smooth, EPMD, and we study those guys like boxers do fight tapes. So basically, you know, we look at those shows and then we put it down. We definitely got to give it up to one of our brothers, Akil the MC from Jurassic 5. He's also one of our artists that we work with from time to time, and they're known to do a great hip hop show. They're known for doing a great stage show, and so we study a lot of the greats. And when it comes to putting together our stage show, and one running joke that we have is that our shows are basically rehearsals, because we very seldom do we get a chance to rehearse. So when we get to the show, we come with the mentality that we're going to tear it down, because this is just like another rehearsal for us. So, you know, basically, and matter of fact, we were recently up there in the ATL. We did 529 out there in East Atlanta Village. And and we ripped it, man. We ripped it. I mean, it was a crowd of just a whole bunch of punk rockers, and you know, just a cornucopia of all types of people.
Different people, yeah.
Yeah, and we rocked it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like another day in the park.
When you come through the ATL, get at me so I can come there and represent for real.
Yes, yes, indeed, sir. You are more than welcome.
When you I also heard an interview that you did. I think it was with Prince Marky D, am I?
Yeah. I host a show called the Classic Hip Hop Show here on Hot 107.7 here in Birmingham, Alabama, and we've been blessed to have some of the greats stop through our show. We had Prince Marky D. I had DMC, as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
I did DMC. We've had Kane, Biz, MC Light is, you know, these folks are like regulars on the show. Dougie Fresh gave me my nickname on the show, which is the Hip Hop Encyclopedia. Dougie Fresh came on the show, and he was so impressed with me and just my, you know, not trying to sound flippant or arrogant or anything like that, but he was so impressed with my knowledge of his career and of hip-hop in general,
right,
that he coined the phrase, yo, you must be like, you like a hip-hop encyclopedia, and that name stuck. So when I'm on the radio, that's who I am. I'm Supreme, your hip-hop encyclopedia on Classic Hip-Hop Show.
Yeah, because when I look back, and Googled you, and was like, man, he talked to one of my favorites, Prince Marky Z.
Yeah,
because that the one album that he did do that was commercial that I got, I was like, wow, every song was so funky and everything was so tight on that album. So I was just tripping when I seen that you had interviewed him.
And
was cool.
With Prince Marky D is talented in his own right as a producer. I mean, that's the song that he had out years ago, Typical Reasons, Swing My Way, is a song that is one of my favorite songs, number one, but it would still play today.
That whole album would play today.
Indeed.
I'm talking about every song on there, even the little spots he did with Old Girl, the little DJ spots with, I forgot her name right now.
Oh, yeah. When he's a DJ out in Miami. He's on the air out there.
Yeah. So,
indeed. Yeah, man. Nah, so yeah, good times. He's a good brother, man. He's a good brother, and coincidentally, he was an artist on Motown when I was working there in 1995. He was actually signed to Motown, and he was one of the artists whose record I got a chance to do some A&R production on, which is his last album for Motown, which was called Love Daddy, and.
Right.
He was actually signed to Motown when I was there. So, you know, it's funny how things come full circle, you know?
Yeah, and it's good to be good to a lot of people because you never know when you'll run right back into them again.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
The song Piece of Clay.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to go on and introduce that one as well.
Wow, okay. Raheem Devon, we had a chance to work together on a few songs, and we were slated to have a remake project out. This was years ago, a few years ago. We were slated to have a remake project out, and so he basically commissioned me to work on some remake songs, some songs he wanted to remake, some of his favorites. And he told me that Marvin Gaye's Pieces of Clay was one of his favorite songs, and that was one of his dreams, was to be able to sing that song, to remake that song. So I was like, okay, you know, basically I got to make this happen for this dude, you know what I'm saying? Because this is a dream of his, and if anything, I would like to see, you know, his dreams come to fruition, and I would love to be a part of it. So basically I listened to the song, I studied the song, and then I got my man Squeeze, shout out to my man Squeeze on the guitar. I got with him, and basically we mashed out Pieces of Clay, which ended up on one of Raheem's mixtapes that he dropped a couple of years back, either the Art of Noise or the March Madness. Please forgive me, I can't remember which one.
Right.
But either the Art of Noise or the March Madness mix CD that he put out a couple of years back. And I must say, that's one of my favorite joints that I worked on with Raheem Devon, too. So here it is, Pieces of Clay, Raheem Devon, produced by Supreme. wanted to mold him, wanted to be his piece of clay. So I think we try to what we tried to do was we tried to embody the spirit of that in that particular record, and then also the fact that Raheem expressed that it was his favorite Marvin Gaye song.
Right.
So I was like, "Wow, I really got to put my foot in this." You know what I'm saying? I really got to put the stank on it. You know, so
right.
and it came out like it did, man, and it got the reviews that it did, and I'm really gracious that I was, you know, even blessed to even bring that forth. So, you know, to even, you know, put my artistic spin on it.
J Bug, you got any questions for DJ Supreme?
Yeah, what's been your favorite project that you've worked on so far?
Wow. That's a good question. I mean the album that me and my man Shahid are working on is definitely a labor of love, knowledge, rhythm, and understanding. It's basically going to be like an ode to hip hop. So we're basically, you know, going to school a lot of people when it comes to what this hip hop thing is about. But also, if I had to say my favorite project, I would have to say Amp Fiddler's Waltz of a Ghetto Fly, because basically that was like an introduction to you know, DJ Supreme, what I'm able to do as far as this music world. You know, he took a chance on me, basically.
Right.
You know, he asked me to write a song. I actually wrote the song I Believe in You, which was the breakout single from that album, and I was fortunate enough to do that. And when he saw basically what I could do on that level, he was like, "Yo, let me see what else you can do." And we end up doing this song, Unconditional Eyes, and a couple of other tunes, with Kenny Dixon Jr., a couple of tunes with Only Child, and Amp put me to work, you know. And so I would say that was a very productive point in my life, because I was trying to get really, really get out there, you know. And also shout out to Fat Cat and Dwelle, because they held me down during those times as well, and I was able to work with them as well. So that was a very crucial and pivotal point in my life, in my career at that time. That was around 2000, 2001.
And we just got through, me and Jay Bug just got through talking about Dwelle a couple of, like, yesterday. Am I correct, Jay Bug?
Yep, yesterday.
When he was on the radio, I said, "Oh, that's my cat. I got all this stuff."
Oh, yeah. He's very, very talented brother. Very talented brother, man. What can I say? What I can't say, there's not enough that I could say about Dwelle, man. You know, he's very talented. I've actually been in the studio with him, had a chance to watch him work. Actually got a chance to tour with him for a little while. And, you know, what can I say, man? His brother is multi-talented. I wish the label would promote him better.
Oh, yeah. Because they got them so underground.
Yeah,
but don't,
indeed.
But believe that, people like me that know, we love it.
Indeed.
Love yeah, I wish it was more forefront, though, more in the limelight, because he deserves that.
Yes.
So out of things, all the things you do, which is the most favorite one, and I kind of almost can guess, but I'm just going to ask.
Well, I mean, they all put food on the table, brother. Let's just put it like that.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
all
food.
Put food on the table. But I love them residuals, man. So I got to say, producing, writing songs,
mm-hmm.
You know, and just being, you know, just being an artistic force with artists, you know. As a matter of fact, man, one of my brothers from another mother, Kyle Jason, he's one of my favorite artists to work with.
Yeah.
Because just the camaraderie and just is there. And coincidentally, we have never met in person. We have never met in person. But you know, I mean, in this day and age of technology and everything that happens, you know.
Right.
But it's just, you know, the things that we are able to present to the masses of the people, you would think that we were, you know, we've known each other 20, 30 years.
Right.
He's one of my favorite artists to work with. His turnaround time is impeccable. And man, I got to say, he's one of my favorite artists to work with. One of my favorite R&B artists to work with.
Yeah, and when I seen the brother's video, and another preacher reminded me about that video because he seen it too, and I was like, I'm gonna hit this cat up, and that's how I got in contact with him and known him for a few years before I even had him on the show. And, and I love his music as well.
Oh yeah.
The song Prescription, go on and explain that one too, because you act like you right here with me DJing, and we never met either.
That's true. I mean, and
the way you introducing the song, did I just play it? Boom! It's like he playing it.
Hey, well, you know, that's my radio background coming into play. You know, that's just my radio background coming into play. And so I got to keep it professional. I definitely got to keep it professional. But you asked about the song Prescription. Prescription, basically, Kyle asked me for a tune that was kind of reminiscent of one of Mos Def's tunes. I can't remember the name of it. Please forgive me. I think it's called Sex, Drugs, and Money or something to that effect. And he asked me for a tune kind of reminiscent of that. So I went back, I looked at the video. I was like, okay, cool, I got something for this. And and so I came up with the track. And coincidentally, the sample, the flute sample in that particular song, I didn't have to pay any type of licensing fee for it because it's a song that I already own. It's a song from... off of, I actually was able to sample a song off the Detroit Experiment, Midnight at the 20 Grand, and one of the flute riffs off of that was played by my partner, Alan Barnes from the Blackbirds, and so I didn't have to pay a licensing fee or a royalty or anything like that because I co-owned the song, so that actually turned out pretty good, and you know. So anyway, Prescription, and he came, like I said before, his turnaround time is impeccable. He has the best turnaround time of any artist I've ever worked with. And so, Prescription, man, off of his album, Something That Matters, Kyle Jason, produced by Supreme, Prescription.
Give me
what I need,
baby. Can you walk around my hood.
I can't tell if my energy never down, and the people don't down. Know me.
They
don't recognize.
They don't recognize.
I gotta hit to my titty box, trying to make it stop. People say hit the dot right past the barber shop, and I say,
I'm merely a vessel, but I appreciate it though.
Bad cat, man, and whenever you got something new, and come on through, man, for real, because I love to hear it. And like I said, them first two joints that I don't got, I'm putting on CD tonight. It's going down tonight, for real. I want you to give the people your information where they can hit you up by the music too.
Listen, well, you can always check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/supremeonline. You can also check out my show at thesupremeshow.com, my radio show, Classic Hip Hop Show. And, you catch me here and there. Also, like our Facebook page, Shahid and DJ Supreme. On Facebook, that's our band page, and then on Twitter, I'm at Supreme Beats. So you could like my Twitter page at Supreme Beats, and I'm always working on stuff. Matter of fact, I'm just getting through with a track I'm working on now for Jessica Care Moore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I know who she is. Yeah.
And new Kyle Jason stuff on deck. New Kyle Jason stuff is on deck. And, of course, Supreme and Shahid, Knowledge, Rhythm, and Understanding on Communicating Vessels record label.
Also, whenever you get some time, which I know is hard to do, but whenever you get some time, I like to test the encyclopedia because I know a little something, too. And I do
okay.
A two-hour no-spin show where I play music that gets no spins on radio, but real love up in here. So,
okay, I would love to check it out, man. No question about it.
I want you to sit in and see if you know some of these cuts. You're probably going. I guarantee you're going to need a piece of pen, a piece of paper, something to remind you. I need to get this. Oh,
yeah.
You want to say, dang, I ain't heard that before, because I do a lot of searching and finding myself. So,
indeed, man. Well, listen, it's all a learning experience for me. I'm merely a vessel, so I'm here to learn and soak it up and present it to the world. So, indeed, man.
Yeah.
Let's get together.
We'll definitely do that. I appreciate you coming through, bro. And you take care of yourself, man. I'll be talking to you on FB.
Yes, indeed, man. Please stay in touch with me.
I will, J Bug.
Man, take care. Enjoyed you on the show. Enjoyed all
your
projects, man. Keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Yes, man. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you guys for having me. And, man, thank you so much, man. Y'all have a great night.
You too, DJ Supreme.
All right, peace.
That was DJ Supreme. J-Bug. What's up, man?
What the guan, mi brother?
What do you want to talk about first, man? The project that we're doing as far as music is concerned?
Oh, okay, yeah, we could definitely talk about that.
Considering we got one or two tracks, really. We got the music picked out. Black people need to get a big and a couple of notebook pieces of paper and start writing.
Man, those songs are already written. We just got to go through the motions of putting them down.
The name of the CD is
Icon.
And we got it from just talking. Somebody say something that's real hot, and that was like, I'll say something to the effect, that's very iconish. That was a very iconish statement. I know it's not a word, but they get the feel and the drift of what we're talking about.
Right.
And also, I guess it's going to be a dozen tracks or 10 tracks, a dozen tracks, right?
Yeah, at least a dozen.
Six beats by me and six riffs by you, six beats with yours.
Yep.
Okay, then.
It's going to be the perfect blend.
Hopefully we'll be done with that before the end of the year.
Heck yeah.
Okay, I hear you, brother. We are so busy in our other lives. When you're not J-Bug and I'm not T-A-Z. your name and I'm Kunta, my slave name.
Right.
So,
Me too, for real. I'm Toby. Toby
also,
in the mug.
Also the we're food critics too.
Yes, we are.
We had a bad experience. Do you want to explain it? Because I'm gonna water it down if I do.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not gonna like put them all the way out there, but we went to a restaurant that was revered amongst the Food Network and other critics, and
revered.
Of course, it would be enticing to descend on such an establishment and expect the cuisine to be nothing less than stellar. Well, it was way less than stellar. It sucked. And
it was stellar.
And after spending $68.37, we decided we needed to do something to save other people from witnessing the same horrible experience that we witnessed. So
and horrible. I mean, it was pretty bad. I make barbecue better in my sleep compared to what this joint did. And it was so terrible that we had to come out with our Facebook page and everything and actually decide to be food critics and go to different establishments and give our rating of approval. And anybody that tastes my cooking can attest to the fact that maybe I might know a little something about some eating.
You've eaten something before in your life.
Yeah, and I knew that it was good. And we're in the middle of this, doing this, and I'm looking at the score of the Miami Heat and Boston game. And I just don't believe. I don't believe that they're going to win, J-Buck, so I'm just letting you know. They're winning now, but I don't believe. I have no faith.
Yeah, that's why you got on that Dwayne Wade Miami Heat jersey. But yeah, it's okay.
Somebody bought it for me, and it is okay. And you get arrested,
man.
Walk around naked. That
right.
Is okay. Yeah, I wasn't wearing it in public to get jostled out there. But when are you gonna do your CD by yourself, man? Or do you have time to do that too?
After Iconic. Iconic is first.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I mean, sure. I'll probably be done writing mine by the end of July for Iconic. And then, you know, in the meantime I'll be writing my own Logic project.
Yeah, you did talk about that the other day. And also our cousin Chris Jordan, who you can look
He's
up
a
on
bad
Facebook.
Boy.
You can look up on Facebook as Chris Jordan. That's with a C. He's coming over tomorrow. We're going to do 10 jazz tracks, no vocals, just my beats and his keyboard playing skills. I don't know what the name of the CD going to be as of yet, but we might remix a tune or two by a previous guest that I've had on the show. So we might remix one of her cuts as well. But speaking of remix and segueing into remix, I'm going to play the cut that Michelle Colvin, I guess I'm going to say it out loud. I don't think she liked it, J-Bud.
Wow. Well, that's, you know, I can understand that to a certain extent. You know, if you have a song and you made it the way you made it for a reason, when somebody comes and remixes it, some people might see that as disrespect, but if anything, it's a form of the ultimate respect, because you're taking what they had and you're being inspired to do something else, but that doesn't mean that everybody's going to see it that way.
But, of course, I did do the regular version, too.
Yeah.
And I said I did a remix, too. Well, not a remix, a Z-mix. So I guess maybe she might have been offended, but she can be. She still talked to me.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I guess artistically maybe be offended.
Nah, she shouldn't have, though.
No, she shouldn't have. I don't think she should have been, but maybe she was. Okay, this is Michelle Colvin. Me and Jay Boogie on the Z-Mix. Here it is.
This is T-A-Z. Z-Mix. Michelle Colvin. Huh. This is for you.
Chocolate treat, you're my sweet, my love, my love, love, he'll be my love, you're complete, the elite, my love.
I love the fact that you hardly wear any makeup. You're ravishing, baby, every single morning you wake up. Not to bring up the past, but I regretted the breakup. Been loving you since I was puny and you rock A cups. Our vibes unusual, we can't shake each other. Been through a lot of tough times, still I don't want another. Glad that I fit the role of your lover. And the vibes of your child, you be a beautiful mother. When we lay at night, I love the way that you hold me. Can't ever forget all of them things that you told me. I find it so kinky with me, beat me and stole me. I love a role play in the way you just roll me for real, girl. Because I love it so simple. I love the way you smile and your beautiful dimples. Yes, we can complete the circle of life. Me, my baby, and you as my wife.
Yeah. In the physical, I need 16 strong to spit to you. How we gonna get it on? Z-Mix perfect. This my love song. So relax, baby, and release your thong. It's all about the way that I wanna convey. Stop kissing me, girl, I got something to say. Make love to you real in my kind of way. Connecting our hearts so our minds don't stray. All about us together with you equals we. Easy on the papers when they call you Lady Z. And I scream yes, our love is running free. I can taste your love is all over me. I'm feeling your swag, just bold with it. Singing about my love, cold with it. In the dark room I get swole with it. With you on your back you yell, whoa with it. You better watch your step, cause with my love I'm coming correct. What I say, I have no regret. Looking like a baby doll, I can't forget that first time. You were rocking my mind, black sexy, looking straight like a dime. Back then, my love didn't have no time for a model girl, cause they were too fine. But now, I see that you got some heart. Oh, that love that's real won't come apart. Hard Negro diamonds, I knew from the start. Whole professional, cause I'm just that smart. Whoa. It's about the way that I wanna convey. Stop kissing me, girl, I got something to say. Make love to you real in my kind of way. Connecting our hearts so our minds don't stray. Dark, sweet passion, what you're made of. You want the hot spot feeling my love.
Chocolate treat, you're my sweet, my love, my
Come on, come on, come on. Now the words of tambourine, would you smack that for me?
Praise the Lord, let every creature praise.